Okay, so this is a mindfulness acceptance exercise. So what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfy, uncross your legs and arms, find a comfy spot for your head. And for the first few moments as I describe this exercise to you, just focus on your breathing. Breathing nice and deep and slow, in through your nose, out through your mouth, at whatever rate feels good to you. So this mindfulness acceptance exercise is about recognizing when you've been hijacked by distressing thoughts, feelings, somatic experiences, and behaviors. Recognizing that and staying with it. Not trying to change it, not trying to minimize it, not trying to delve into it, fuse with it, or make it bigger than it is. It's just simply to be with it, whatever it is. So mindful acceptance is a practice that comes with time. This exercise, as I mentioned, is not about making yourself feel different, relaxed, calm, or better, however that may happen. It's instead the idea is to bring kindness, compassion, and most importantly, awareness and acceptance to whatever sensation you're experiencing, whether you like it or don't like it, whether it feels intolerable or intolerable. It's just simply making room for awareness, acceptance, and compassion and kindness. It's about learning how to stay with these feelings, whatever they are. Bringing this warmth, compassion, and kindness to whatever the experience may be enables you to free yourself from them eventually. Any pain, whatever it is, emotional pain, physical pain, when it's met with resistance, fighting it, leaning into it, hating it, not wanting it to be there, that's all resistance, creates suffering. Pain times resistance creates suffering. This exercise is geared towards lessening resistance, staying with the experience, whatever it may be. The goal is to develop this skill so intensely you can apply it wherever you are, whenever you are, in any area of your life. So the important thing with any skill is simply to commit to practicing it, to become a better observer, more compassionate, more accepting, more willing to experience whatever you're experiencing. So usually at first you want to pick a quiet place to practice where you won't be disturbed. So for the next few minutes, just continue to focus on your breath. Focus on the movement of sensations in your body as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Notice all the sensation in your shoulders as you breathe in and breathe out. Notice in your chest wall and your stomach. Notice the changes in your mouth or your nose as you breathe in or out, however you're breathing. Notice as much and as many physical changes with every breath. Bring the sensation of awareness to the pressure that you feel between your body and the furniture, to specific points of contact between your arms and the chair or the bed, between your legs and the chair and the bed, your back, and if your feet are flat on the floor, between the bottoms of your feet and where they make contact with the floor, the specific points of contact. Becoming more aware of all sensations of pressure, touch, or contact. Noticing too the gentle rise and fall of your chest, of your belly, as you breathe in and out, like ocean waves coming in and out. Notice the rhythm in your body. Notice changing sensations of all kinds. Take a few moments to really feel the sensation of the breath. There's no need to change your breathing in any way, to control it, to force it to be other than it is. Simply let the breath be itself. And as best you can, bring a gentle awareness, curiosity, allowing, acceptance to the experience, whatever it is right now. To the breath, to the sensations in your body. Nothing to be fixed, no particular state to be achieved. Simply allow your experience to be whatever it is in this moment. Notice too how it changes from moment to moment, allowing that to be whatever it is. And you'll notice too, your mind will wander away from the breath, away from the body, away from sensations and contact to other matters, worries, images, sensations, ruminations, judgments, labels, emotions. They may drift from one thing to the next or may become fixed. But this is just simply what the mind does. And when you notice your mind has wandered, just congratulate yourself. And again, bring that attitude of generous allowing, kindness, compassion, awareness to the drifting, letting it be what it is. Not responding with frustration, intolerance, impatience, but a gentle curiosity, an allowance. And when your mind has wandered, just and you notice, congratulate yourself that there is awareness. You've come back. And once you do become aware, and once you bring that attitude of allowing, generosity, curiosity, acceptance, congratulate yourself. Come back to the breath, to the rhythmic nature of the breath, the flow, the sensations in the body, the points of contact. You may choose to acknowledge briefly where your mind has been, where it wandered off to. Ah, there's thinking. There's feeling. Acknowledging it in a way that makes it separate, a separate experience external to yourself. Ah, there's judging. There's worrying. There's impatience, there's frustration. Labeling it. And then gently escort your attention back to the breath. The gentle rise and fall, the rhythmic nature of the breath, the sensations in the body, and the points of contact. Bringing an attitude, a quality of curiosity, kindness, compassion, acceptance to your experience. See the wanderings of the mind with curiosity. It's an opportunity to bring patience and a gentle curiosity to whatever your experience is. Observe the wanderings. Observe the changes moment to moment. Observe the worrying, the judging, the labeling, the tension, the pressure, with curiosity, allowance, and awareness. Then you may become aware of intense bodily sensations, feelings of tension in specific areas. Just notice them, label them, acknowledge them, and make as much space for it. If you notice heaviness in the chest, make space for it. See how much space it needs. See how deep it is. Make as much space as it needs. It may take an entire room of space. It may fill your entire home. It may fill a city block, two or three. Just give it and see how much space it needs. Notice how deep it is. Notice the intensity. Notice the tenacity. Notice all the sensations in the body, most especially the more gripping ones. Notice tightness, clenching, knotted feelings in the tummy. Make space for it. Make as much space as it needs. Allow it to be there. Don't resist it. Don't fight it. Don't minimize it. Don't magnify it. Most importantly, don't fuse with it. Don't identify with it. Catastrophize. Just notice it with a gentle allowing and curiosity. Notice the swimming, overwhelming, racing feelings in your head. The panicky feelings, the agitation, the points of tension in the jaw and the shoulders. And bring your breath there. Make as much space as it needs and breathe your breath into that part of the body that needs it the most. Watch the discomfort change from moment to moment as you make space for it. It may stay the same. It may grow more intense. It may weaken. Just allow it to be whatever it is. It doesn't really matter what it does, as long as you open up space for it to be whatever it needs. Remembering the purpose is not to feel better, but simply to get better at feeling. To get better at feeling exactly what it is in the moment. And when you can do that with allowing, generosity, compassion, and acceptance, you've lessened resistance. When you lessen resistance, you decrease suffering. Fighting what is causes suffering. If you notice you're unable to focus on intense physical sensations of discomfort, let go of the breath and shift your attention to the body. Shift your attention to the discomfort. If focusing on the breath causes you discomfort, shift your attention to your somatic experience. To be in the body, stay with it no matter how bad it seems. Take a look at it. What does it really feel like? What does it need? What color would you assign it? How deep is it? How is it moving? How is it changing? How much space does it need? Are you willing to be with it, whatever it is? Along with physical sensations, along with emotions, you'll notice thoughts about the sensations. You'll notice thoughts about the thoughts, about the sensations. You'll notice your mind coming up with evaluations, judgments, such as dangerous, getting worse, uncontrollable, other catastrophic predictions, judgments, and evaluations. You'll notice judgments about yourself, about the future, about the past. You'll notice all kinds of thoughts about sensations, thoughts about emotions, judgments. Anytime our mind is categorizing or judging, if this happens, simply label those evaluations, those judgments as thinking, judging, catastrophizing, predicting. Return instead to the present experience as it is, and not as your mind tells you it is. Notice the thoughts you're having as the words. Notice the physical sensations as physical sensations, not as the judgments your mind tells you they are. Notice the feelings as feelings, not as your judgments tell you they are. Nothing more, nothing less. And then, as you can, when you can, come back to the breath, noticing the rhythmic flow in and out. Come back to the body as it is. Come back to the points of contact as it is, as you can, when you can. Remembering all the time, your experience, whatever it may be, is not as your mind tells you it is, not as your mind judges, not no matter how persistent or intense the judgments, the predictions, the worrying. Make space for the experience, however it is in its raw state. Bring a sense of curiosity, allowing, compassion, kindness. Make space for it. Allow yourself to grow more present with it is exactly as it is, not as your mind tells you it is. Notice everything as it is, not trying to change it. This is a skill that comes with practice. And to practice that skill, I'd like you to bring a recent situation to mind. Bring it to the forefront of your mind and let it grow intense. At first, it may be difficult for you, and just notice that. It could be a troubling thought, worry, conflict. It could be self-doubt, self-loathing. It could be catastrophizing. It could be old habits and behaviors that are distressing. To shift your attention there, bring it back to the forefront of your mind. Let it grow intense. Let it be as real as possible, gently, but directly and firmly. Direct your attention there. If you notice resistance, label that. If you notice repulsion, label that. If you notice judgment about the experience, label that. Notice and allow it to be there. No matter how bad it seems, notice all the strong emotions as they arise. Notice too the experience in your body. Notice too the urges that you have, the emotions. See them like waves. Notice them. Hold it all in your awareness as it is, instead of what your mind tells you it is. Notice the raw experience in your body. Simply hold it. Stay with your breath. Make space for it. Notice the contact between your body and the chair. Stay with the experience. Open up to it. Allow it to be there. Notice resistance, repulsion, shame, self-doubt or self-criticism. Allow it to be there. How much space does it need? How deep does it seem to go? How tenacious does it seem? Bring some compassion to the experience. Bring some gentle allowing and curiosity. This is true distress. Bring the same compassion you would show others as best you can right now to yourself in whatever way you can right now. It's okay if it's only a little for now. Just do what you can. Open up a little bit of compassion, a little bit of kindness, a little bit of allowing, a little bit of space. Whatever you can manage for now. If you notice yourself tensing up and resisting, pushing away from the experience, acknowledge that as well. Make space for the resistance. Make space for the tension. Must this experience, must these feelings be your enemy? Can you have it? Can you notice it? Can you allow it to be what it is in its raw state? Can you let it be? Can you make room for it? What does it feel like? Moment to moment, notice it. Notice the subtle changes, whatever they may be. Is this something you must fight? Can you invite it in? Can you drop the resistance and invite it in? Can you welcome a little more acceptance for this is what it is in this moment? And whatever version of this makes sense to you in your own words, Can you repeat quietly to yourself? Let me have it. Let me feel it. Whatever there is to be felt, because it's my experience right now. Let me have it. Let me feel it. Whatever there is to be felt, because it's my experience right now. Changing that in your own words. Feel yourself welcoming it, making space for it as you quietly repeat that in your mind. And as you continue to repeat it quietly to yourself, you may feel and sense your internal voice getting stronger. A stronger sense of allowing coming with it. A greater sense of permissiveness, greater sense of curiosity, making more and more space. And if the sensations grow stronger, stay with them, accept them, make space for them. Is the discomfort something you must fight, repel, resist? Can you open up your heart to it and the distress you feel in the moment? As you would for anyone else. And as you open up and embrace your experience more and more, the more you practice this exercise, you may notice in time intensity lessening. At first it may grow more intense, but over time, with more and more practice, gentle allowing, curiosity, and compassion generally will diffuse intense experiences. They'll dissipate, dissolve all on their own, crumbling into mere dust and disappearing into the wind. This you may discover in time. And the time it takes for you is different than the next person. There's no race. There's no time limit. It's important to just take the time you need. But trust. With committed practice and time, this too will happen for you. And so what I'd like you to do now, just imagine a beautiful room. And you're at the doorway of this beautiful room. Across the room from you is a slightly more ideal version of you. It's not perfect, because perfection doesn't exist. But it may be just 10%, 5% more ideal in some specific way. More compassionate, more forgiving, more kind towards yourself, less judging, more tolerant, more accepting. So in some small but meaningful way, this ideal you across the room is just ever so slightly more ideal in some small way. So this is the ideal you in a small, measurable way across the room from you. And you're at the doorway. The pathway between you and this ideal you is blocked by something, by a number of things. I'd like you to notice what's blocking your path. And I'd like you to decide amongst the many things that are blocking your path, what is one thing that you can do to clear the path? What is something you need to know, to believe, to be doing, to be telling yourself that will help you clear the path in some meaningful and measurable way? And I'd like you to decide what that one thing that you need to do now for you is to clear the path. The one thing you need to do, know, say, believe, inform yourself that'll help you clear the path. What tool do you need? And once you decide on one thing, I'd like you to see yourself doing that now in some meaningful, measurable way that's not momentous, impossible, huge, but some meaningful, measurable way that's reasonable, attainable, something you can do in the coming days, hours, and weeks that'll clear that path for you. Towards that ideal you, that in one specific way is a measurable, meaningful improvement. Could be a 5, 10, 15% improvement. It's not massive, unrealistic, improbable, overwhelming. But in one meaningful, specific, measurable way. See yourself using that tool, clearing that path, moving closer and closer to that ideal you. Feel yourself, see yourself stepping closer. Feel the relief that comes with clearing that path in that specific and meaningful way. See yourself, feel yourself moving closer. And as you go closer, I want you to feel yourself, see yourself fusing in that meaningful way with that ideal image of you. Looking out through your eyes, looking at life all around you, looking what it feels like to be in that body, to look out and see things in this new and different way. How is life different? How do things feel on a day-to-day basis that is different? What is that measurable difference, and what does it feel like in your body? How is it to see the world in this different way, to live in this different way? Why is this important to you? So taking a moment now to make a commitment to yourself. Small ways, each and every day, throughout the day, to practice these skills. Sometimes it'll be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, but small, meaningful, measurable ways, making a commitment to yourself each and every day to practice this mindful acceptance with or without the recording, to be kind or more compassionate with yourself in some small and meaningful way. But just take a moment as I'm quiet to make that commitment to you. Remembering that mindful acceptance, compassion, is a skill that grows with time. It's one that needs to be cultivated like a seedling to grow. There's many possible results from it, not just one. There's many things that can unfold for you, and you may find it helpful to track your experience throughout the day, whatever way makes sense to you, in the notes section of your phone or on paper, to notice how it's different for you. Notice the differences. Notice the contrasts. These differences will be small at first, but they're meaningful. We scaffold off of the changes. Every change, all changes, come one step at a time. Patience, persistence, and compassion. So when you're ready, you can return back to the room, opening your eyes,